That's the sound of a cell. Actually, that's an artist's conception of what the electrical impulses emitted by microorganisms might sound like, slowed down and transposed to the range of human hearing. Imagine this electrical power, which bacteria naturally produce, being collected and used as a source of power.
Not only is it pretty cool to use living organisms to create electricity, but the technology to make these devices exists today.
Tim Chang is a high school senior at Stuyvesant High School in New York. We'll meet him on this podcast and another young scientist. Both will be traveling to Washington, D.C. this weekend for the Intel Science Talent Search. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net. The Science Talent Search, or STS as it's known, started as a nationwide search for high school science projects. From the more than 1,600 entries, 40 students have been chosen to go to Washington, D.C. for the finals. $530,000 will be awarded to the top 10 finishers. One topic of special interest in the science community is energy, to power homes, cars, factories, and electronic devices.
This, in the future, could be practical for small mobile devices such as iPods, cell phone, laptops.
A student from Pennsylvania has taken steps toward reducing costs and improving efficiency in polymer electrolyte membrane fuel cells.
My name is Chun Kai Cao. I also go by Kenny. The title of my project is Nanoparticle Enhancement on PEM Fuel Cell Power Output.
Let's start from the conclusions and what you can use this technology that you were researching, what you could use it for.
Okay, well, PEM fuel cell is an alternative energy source that creates no pollution at all. It only creates water when it generates energy. And the current problem is that they are too expensive compared to the power output they generate. So my job was to increase the power they generate and then to make it more applicable for real-world applications.
I see. Tell me about the project itself. What did you do specifically?
Well, PEM fuel cell is special because it has a membrane in between the fuel cell that separates the two electrodes. And so what I did was I made gold and palladium nanoparticles, and I coated them onto the membrane to see how much it increased the power output. And I tested the hydrogen flow of the fuel cell, the different types of nanoparticles, different concentrations on nanoparticles, different layers, and the different density on the membrane, and then to see the effect and see which conditions will optimize the power output of the fuel cell.
As you were delving into research and started to understand a little more about this field in general, can you tell us how much research is being done in fuel cell technology right now?
Well, currently, fuel cell is a really new area, and as we all know, alternative energy is a hot topic right now. Fuel cell now is very different from what it was last year, even when compared to the ones I used last summer when I used. And the special part about our project is that we use a technique to coat the nanoparticles onto the membrane. So this technique separates us from all the other research because this technique allows us to accurately pinpoint how many nanoparticles we want to put on the membrane, how dense we want it to be, how many layers, and we can control practically anything and however we want the nanoparticles to spread onto the membrane.
Science in high school has some built-in challenges, namely access to expensive gear and laboratory time. But the limitations can provide fresh angles to approach problems. Tim Chang says his work on microbial fuel cells could lead to innovations in providing fresh water and clean energy in developing regions around the world.
It uses the principle of microorganisms consuming a pollutant, degrading it, and at the same time producing energy from that degradation process.
And if you might go a little deeper into that, how do you get the electricity from this process? Because it sounds like there are these free electrons floating around, but how do you actually gather them up and get electricity out of that?
Sure. Well, essentially, life is an electrochemical reaction, the oxidation of a substrate, glucose, or any fuel source, and the reduction of an electron acceptor, such as oxygen, the most common one in aerobic systems. In a microbial fuel cell, what happens is that there is no oxygen present, and with no place that the bacteria are releasing from their food to go to, what ends up happening is that the bacteria capture the electrons from the fuel source and then transport the electrons to a intermediate carrier molecule or to a conductive nanowire on the outside of their cell body. And what that does is puts the electron somewhere to get rid of it after it's been used by the cell. So we can actually harness that energy by either providing a conductive surface for the intermediate molecules to drop their electrons off at, or a surface for nanowires to grow on.
Yeah. And what new idea did you bring to this larger idea of microbial fuel cells?
Mm-hmm. Well, throughout my project, there's always been an emphasis on cost efficiency, because I'm an individual researcher, so I'm not don't have the resources to buy a lot of stuff. But also in terms of technology, this needs to be a cheap technology for not only wastewater treatment plants to implement, but also third world countries that can generate electricity from their wastewater. Cost efficiency is a key goal, and a lot of the work currently being done relies on platinum catalysts and polymer exchange membranes that can get pretty expensive. So I thought that by looking towards a more cost-efficient alternative, that would be beneficial to the overall research field.
Tim Chang is a senior at Stuyvesant High School in New York. He's on his way to studying engineering in college and says he's interested in going to MIT. Kenny Cao, who attends the George School in Newtown, Pennsylvania, says MIT is also on his list. Both will be among 40 finalists in the Intel Science Talent Search, which culminates this weekend in Washington, D.C. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net.